This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Did job creation pick up in June? Did the unemployment rate fall? Those are two things we'll find out tomorrow when the Labor Department releases the June employment report. This morning, we learned that the number of planned job cuts at U.S. companies dropped last month to the lowest level in 13 months. That's according to the job placement firm Challenger, Gray & Christmas. And CEO John Challenger is with us live this morning to discuss. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy.
Well, John, that seems like good news with planned layoffs dropping to a 13-month low, is it?
I think it is good news. We've seen now, for the third consecutive year, a slowdown in the economy with more job cuts over the spring and early summer. But each time it's bounced back, let's hope that this is a sign that employers are now moving towards holding on to their employees more rather than letting them go.
Well, let me know one thing here. I looked down into your report, and it says that the number of planned job cuts for the first half of this year, which is around 300,000 or so, is still far fewer than the number we saw back in the years before the recession. And it seems like with a struggling economy, you'd have more layoffs, wouldn't you?
Well, we're not seeing the kind of mergers and acquisitions that were leading to major cuts that we saw then. And we've moved into a period where the economy is kind of in kind of this slow growth mode. Employers are just sitting on their employees and standing pat, and we're not seeing that kind of much greater change in dynamism perhaps we saw in the economy then.
Well, what do you expect the Labor Department will tell us about job growth for last month tomorrow?
We don't see anything major happening in terms of job creation, which would be the key to driving unemployment down. It seems likely we'll stay at this low 8%, around 8%, it's 8.2% right now, level of unemployment.
John Challenger, CEO of Challenger, Gray & Christmas, thanks as always.
Thank you.